This is Ted Kennedy. Spending on Star Wars is astronomical, indefensible, and unacceptable. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, there's no justification for the administration's exorbitant spending request for Star Wars. They want $5.7 billion, up 58% over last year. The president is maneuvering to keep the fantasy alive and impose it on the next administration. He's even trying to destroy the ABM treaty by concocting a phony loophole so Star Wars can go forward. Last month, after reviewing all the data, even the classified material, a prestigious scientific panel concluded it'll take another decade of research to tell whether Star Wars makes any sense at all. One member of the panel said he's 99.9% sure it will never work. You'd be smarter to bet your $5.7 billion on the Irish sweepstakes, Bob. The odds are better. Talk about busting the budget. Star Wars won't fly, and neither will President Reagan's budget for it.
SDI will fly, Ted, but probably not as high as that flight of fantasy you just gave us. If you had studied that report you just mentioned, you would note that it was a report on one single technology being studied as one single part of SDI. And even on that one technology, different panelists came to different conclusions. But the real point, Ted, is not what one panel concluded, but what this country needs for its national defense. More than any other single factor, SDI got the arms control process going again. It offers us the potential to offset the massive Soviet lead in offensive strategic weapons, and it will drive our high-tech R&D effort into the next century, paying enormous benefits both to our defense and to our economy. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted's back in form again. He just voted to kill the Graham-Rudman balanced budget law. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.